intestinal wall. Walk real funny, bless my soul. Can't play tennis, and it's hard to bowl.
Yeah. are in for such a treat. I would like to introduce to you a man that I admire possibly more than any manager in the world. I know he's the greatest wrestling manager I have ever seen. Every time I watch you, I learn from you. It is my pleasure to introduce the foremost Mr. Fuji.
Thank you very, very much. Let me tell you, Piper Tsang, I'm very, very sorry. Magnificent Morocco is not here because I'm Mr. Fuji's in Morocco-san. You take night off, take it easy tonight. You understand?
You're the one who coached Magnificent Morocco to the tag title and also to the Intercontinental, aren't you?
Very, very true. And now I find my man in Reno, Nevada. Reno, where he passed Mr. Fuji basic training. And he's tough and no martial art. You say, boy, son, you talk.
You know, people are always asking me, why do they call me the Anvil? And that's simply because you cannot hurt an anvil. You can pound on it, but you can't hurt it. You can drop it, but you're not going to hurt it. So what are you going to do? Nothing, that's what. You can't hurt an anvil. There's no way. And also, the anvil loves pain. Yeah. Right, Mr. Fuji? Yeah.
Very beautiful.
Yeah. You can't. What can you do to an anvil? There's no way that you can possibly hurt a 100-pound anvil. Well, I'm not 100 pounds. I am 300 pounds of solid steel. And there's no way you're going to hurt the anvil, baby.
Do you know how nice it is to be in the company of people like this? Of course you don't, because you're standing out there looking at us while we're sitting here looking at you. Anvil, Mr. Fuji, I love you, man.
Really, Piper? A bit condescending, wouldn't you say? And this Jim, the Anvil Neidhart, my word, the man is screaming all the time. I wonder if he acts like that around the house. Nonetheless, at somewhere in the neighborhood of 300 pounds, Jim the Anvil Neidhart, with Mr. Fuji behind him, certainly is going to have to be reckoned with, a force to be reckoned with in the World Wrestling Federation.
Speak, I'm listening. I want everything I've ever seen in the movies.
Leo, say you'll join me.
I'll do it. My God, I'll do it.
He'll do it.
I'm gonna do it. I'm Leo Bloom. I'm me. I can do whatever I want. It doesn't matter. I'm Leo Bloom.
curb over there. Right over the curb. Right over there. No, 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 don't.
Oh.
The fucking meter. What are you doing? What are you doing? Hit the meter. Did I tell you to do that with the meter? Put the meter back. Let the numbers go on. I don't care what I have to pay. I'm not getting out. Put the meter back on. Put it down. That's right. Put it down. That's right. Why are you writing? Don't write. Put the thing down. Just sit. I didn't tell you to write. I didn't tell you to do anything. I just said, pull over to the curb. When we pull over to the curb, we're going to sit here. Now we're going to sit. You see the light up there? The window? The light. The window up there in the second floor. The one that's closest to the edge of the building. The light up in the window. Second story. What, are you blind? Do you see the light?
Yeah.
Yeah, you see it. Good. You see the woman in the window? Do you see the woman in the window?
Yeah.
You see the woman? So I want you to see that woman because that's my wife. But that's not my apartment. It's not my apartment. You know who lives there? Huh? No, I mean, you wouldn't know who lives there. I'm just saying. But you know who lives there? Huh? A nigga lives there. Feel like that. I'm gonna kill her. There's nothing else. I'm gonna kill her. Now, what do you think of that? I said, what do you think of that? Don't answer. You don't have to answer everything. I'm gonna kill her. I'm gonna kill her with a 44 Magnum pistol. I have a 44 Magnum pistol. I'm gonna kill her with that gun. Did you ever see what a 44 Magnum pistol would do to a woman's face? I mean, it would fucking destroy it. Just blow it right apart. That's what it can do to a face. Now, did you ever see what it can do to a woman's pussy? And that you should see. That you should see what a 44 Magnum is going to do to a woman's pussy, you should see. What's that? I know you must think that I'm, you know... You must think I'm pretty sick or something. You know, you must think I'm pretty sick. Right? You must think I'm pretty sick? Hmm? Right? I bet you really think I'm sick, right? You think I'm sick? You think I'm sick? You don't have to answer. I'm paying for the ride. You don't have to answer.
Time.
What's he doing in there?
He's singing, sir.
They're very musical people, aren't they?
What shall I do with his clothes, sir?
Send them to the laundry. He'll have to have something to wear back to the ghetto after I've won our bet.
Driving that train, pound cocaine. Casey Jones, you better watch your speed. Trouble ahead, trouble behind. And know that notion just crossed my mind. This old engine makes it on time. Leaves Central Station about a quarter to nine. It's Rebel Junction at 17-2. At a quarter to ten, you know it's traveling again. Driving that train, I'm cocaine. Casey Jones, you better watch your speed. Trouble ahead, trouble behind. And you know that notion just crossed my mind. Switchman sleeping train 102 is on the wrong track and headed for you. Driving that train, pound cocaine. Casey Jones, you better watch your speed. Trouble ahead, trouble behind. And you know that notion just crossed my mind.
happens when a man goes through his own portal.
We'll see.
Malkovich, 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 Malkovich.
Amazing this time.
That was no simulation.
I know, I'm sorry.
I
it's such an honor.
Have been to the dark side. I have seen a world that no man should see.
Really, for most people, it was a rather pleasant experience. I mean,
that portal is mine, and it must be sealed forever for the love of God.
Well, Mr. Malcolm, sir, with all due respect, I discovered that portal. I mean, it's my livelihood. Do you understand?
It's my head. Schwartz, it's my head! I will see you in court!
What makes you think I won't be seeing what you're seeing in court?
Hey, Malkovich, think fast!
Fuck!
Thank you.
think showing us, as many wrestlers have done, that there's much more to superstars than just raw physical ability. There's great strategy, great thinking done in the ring.
Oh, look at him bend him. It's like a bow and arrow.
But look at Goldberg, pure strength in his leg, able to break the hold.
Even with one bad wheel.
Now he can push him off without having to really to use that knee, just using the hips.
The veteran's thing is taking advantage of every opportunity.
In a short span, we've seen some amazing moves.
And we've really seen the momentum of this match switch back and forth in the early stages. But Sting seems to have maintained control now after working over the knee of Goldberg.
How long will that control last is one of the questions that's happened throughout the months, the short months that Goldberg's been in our sport. We've seen guys get Goldberg down, get the momentum going their way, but it's never been for any lengthy period of time. However, Sting smartly went to that knee, as you see, braced up. That turned things around. Let's see what Goldberg can do to counteract it all.
I think Goldberg's hurt.
I know you're right.
And one would also think that the longer this match goes, that the edge would go to the more experienced wrestler, Sting, the wrestler that's been out there in longer matches throughout his career.
It's always seemed to help Sting. That did not work at all. Goldberg gets up from the deck.
Oh!
And drives Sting down.
He's still alive.
One, two, no.
And there's still plenty of life in the legs of Sting as he quickly kicks out at two.
Sting's endurance has been one of the things that's made him a true superstar in this sport. Goldberg snaps on a swinging neck brick in a hurry, showing his speed and acceleration of moves that time.
Favoring that left leg, though, as he gets up slowly.
Just lays on him. Not a bad attempt that time. If the leg gives out, you're close enough. Try to make a pin.
Go for it.
Goldberg standing, trying to shut out the pain. Kicks him with that leg. Shoots him in with authority. Run. And luckily hit the turnbuckle pad before he connected with the ring post on the outside.
He was going for the spear there.
And Sting sees an opening and walks right through the door.
There's still a lot left in Goldberg. He's getting out.
Sting just hit the clothesline off the top rope to perfection.
He's going to try to do it again. He didn't get the first one good. Not much acceleration, but plenty on the second one.
He got that one good.
Maybe another one. Goldberg whacked him.
What a move. Speared the Stinger in midair.
And both men are down. Mandatory 10 count from Bret Hart with a chair.
He's quit this company. What's he doing here?
He has no business here. You're right. He's not even with us. Destroy that knee.
Remember the last time we saw him, it was in Toronto when he wore that steel chest protector against Goldberg, and now he's using the steel chair.
The bell is sounded to throw this thing out.
Well, like the last time we heard him talk, Bret Hart said he could beat Goldberg in 5 minutes. No trouble.
Is this what this is all about? Beating him in 5 minutes with the chair? We've got some wrestlers coming out.
Bret Hart, oh, look at that, Scott Steiner.
And Rick Steiner.
The Steiners.
They're back, and they're winning on Sting.
Boy, the Steiners are back together. Nobody can beat that team.
And they're stomping on Goldberg as well.
They're attacking both franchise members of World Championship Wrestling.
The match thrown out. Is this what Bret Hart means by not showing him enough respect, not using him enough? Bret Hart's actions, inexcusable here. And the same thing can be said about the Steiners right now. So easy to attack a man who had a match like this when they're down.
But Tony, sometimes a man or men has to do what they have to do at the time.
Obviously, the Steiners want to make a bold statement about tonight that they are back together, and they wanted to use Sting and Goldberg, their match, their aftermath, as their forum.
Kiss me, love to hold me tight.
What kind of life would that be? Oh, I need you in my arms, need you to hold. You're my world, my heart, my soul. If you ever leave, well, baby, you would take away everything good in my life. And tell me now, how do I live without you? I want to know, how do I breathe without you? If you ever go, how do I ever, ever survive?
There'd be no love in my life. There'd be no.